Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Chuck Cadillac, Charles W. Cadillac, is our good friend and our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Dow 100,000 Factor Fiction. Yeah, he was a former, he's a recovering Wall Street executive now these days. He's a member of the Economic Advisory Board of the American Principles Project. He's the founder of the Community of Liberty. But more importantly, he's our good friend, Chuck Cadillac. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Chuck, gold has fascinated human beings for millennia, and it continues to fascinate. But it's become more of a political fascination in these days than maybe it ever has been. There was a time when gold was considered to be the substance behind currencies like the U.S. dollar. Talk to us a little bit about that. Talk to us about the reason why gold would have been chosen to be the standard for a currency.
Well, actually, what's fascinating is that gold actually preceded currencies in some sense.
Well, it was a currency, right? Originally.
Well, yeah. I mean, human beings, right, invented money.
Right.
Because barter was pretty inconvenient. So they had to find something. They used cows, cattle. They used copper, silver, and gold.
Adam Smith said that money is one of the three great human inventions.
Right, it is. It's an extraordinary invention. But over time, through trial and error, without any government, you know, choosing this, human beings, through this trial and error process, ended up saying, you know, gold is the best money we have. So why is that? And the answer is because, one, it's indestructible. Right? All the gold that's ever been mined pretty much still on the face of the earth. It doesn't corrode. You know, it doesn't vanish. You know, it doesn't melt. Doesn't vaporize.
Mm-hmm.
Two is, it is a thing of beauty.
It doesn't oxidize like iron does or steel or anything or things like that.
That's the word. Oxidize. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And two is, for whatever reasons, to our eye, it does look beautiful. Right?
It looks good, and it feels good when we hold it.
It does. And here's the most fascinating thing to me about gold. Is it maintained its buying power over centuries. So let me just give you two examples quick. In 100 years ago, it cost about 1 ounce of gold to buy a finely tailored wool men's suit, custom suit. Today, it costs about, well, with this recent spike, not quite, but before the recent spike, gold was $1,600 an ounce. It cost 1 ounce of gold to buy a finely tailored quality men's suit.
Well, the suits that you buy anyway, Chuck. Maybe not the suits that I buy, but the ones you buy.
No, that's right, because that's exactly right. Because but that's an important...
You're right, no, you're right. You're right.
And all the rest, we brought those costs down for everybody else, but the standard apples to apples is...
Handmade tailored suit will cost you a couple thousand dollars.
That's right. Let me give you another example, which is far more relevant to our listeners. In the 50s and 60s, and, well, throughout time, actually, since about 1870, an ounce of gold has purchased about 15 barrels of oil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, before the recent spike, an ounce of gold bought about 16 barrels of oil when gold was at $15 an ounce, and oil was $100 a barrel. So, in other words, if the dollar was still as good as gold, the amount of gold it was in the 50s and 60s, the price of oil today would be under $2.50 a barrel, $2.50 a barrel. So this whole energy crisis that we've gone through, how many times with the price of oil soaring, really is an illusion. The illusion is that the price of oil went up. What actually was happening is the value of the dollar was plummeting because it's not any longer linked to the real world. So people chose gold like sailors choose the North Star as a way to navigate through the commercial world. And it got there because it, although it's not perfect, it's not like the North Star, it's not always right there where you expect it to be, it has the least amount of variability of anything we've discovered to date in terms of its buying power over time.
And what's also interesting, though, is even though it is a standard, humans have tended to accept it as that, it has very little value as other than for jewelry, very little value in use, to use another one of Adam Smith's terms. When we come back, folks, all this changed for the American currency in the Nixon administration. And last week was the 40th anniversary of when this changed. We're going to get Chuck to talk to us about that when we come back after these messages. Twin Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.